will be fully closed in terms of an active Army mission. The only function that will remain after 15 September, which is our official closing date, will be a small group of personnel that will perform caretaker functions for the facilities here at Fort Monmouth.
What will happen to Fort Monmouth once September 15th rolls around, operations are moved elsewhere, you have that caretaker force, the caretaker team in place? What will they be doing, and how long will they be around, or is this kind of going to be the perpetual state for the facility?
Well, the intent is that the property that makes up Fort Monmouth is transitioned as quickly as possible, as rapidly as possible, to reuse. The state of New Jersey has developed a reuse plan, and they're in a process right now of implementing that. That will begin once the fort closes on 15 September, and everyone is relocated off the installation.
Tell me where the people who are on, who are at Fort Monmouth are going. I talked to the commander at Aberdeen Proving Ground. He's getting a lot of your people, but not everybody. Where is everybody going?
Yes, most of the mission personnel at Fort Monmouth are relocating to Aberdeen Proving Grounds. Roughly 5,000 positions, and maybe as many as 3,000. People will actually move, which is quite a substantial number of people for a relocation of a mission this size. Two other large units here at Fort Monmouth are going to relocate elsewhere. Program Executive Office Enterprise Information Systems is moving to Fort Belvoir, Virginia. And an element of the United States Military Academy, their preparatory school is here at Fort Monmouth, they will relocate to West Point.
When you first learned that Fort Monmouth would close and operations first started to go into place to make sure that this deadline could be met, what did you have to do other than tell folks this is what's going to happen? What are some of the preparations that had to be made for these transitions? What are some of the things that had to be taken into account to make sure that you're able to hit that deadline?
Well, there was a tremendous amount of planning that was required. As it turns out, May 13th in 2005 is when the announcement was made that Fort Monmouth is recommended for closure. So it turns out to be a short 6 years ago, and there was a lot of planning and effort that had to be put into place to make sure that we're able to close on schedule by 15 September. I would say the largest single priority was finding a way to continue the mission without interruption during this entire process, and that would include the planning as well as the relocation, the reconstitution of the missions to the installations they relocated to. I think the second almost equally important consideration was taking care of the employees themselves. This closure created a tremendous amount of turmoil, as you can imagine. And we have to find a way to take care of our folks, and there has been a tremendous effort both on the part of the relocating missions as well as my organization, which is the garrison at Fort Monmouth, to make sure that we take care of our folks as well as possible, minimize any disruptions to their family life, and find ways that they can continue employment.
What are you doing for the folks who didn't want to relocate?
For the folks that didn't want to relocate, they were provided benefits that allowed them to find priority placement in other Department of Defense positions in the area that they could commute to, or that they were willing to relocate to. They did not have as many benefits as people who were losing their jobs because their jobs did not relocate. Because they had a job, essentially, and their job just happened to move to, you know, for the most part, to Aberdeen, Maryland. So if someone chose not to do that and they could retire, they could, choose to find another job in the area, and they had a priority that was given to them for other Department of Defense-related positions.
talk about the process that's involved in handing your facility over to the state of New Jersey. What do you have to do to make it ready, I guess receivable is the best word I can think of, for the state to take it over?
We have coordinated very closely with the reuse authority, what's locally known as the Fort Monmouth Economic Revitalization Authority, and how they wish to reuse portions of Fort Monmouth. And our closure plans, we try to coordinate that with them so that we're going to maintain facilities that can be, again, with the idea of creating opportunities for rapid reuse. We want these facilities to be ready for people to move into, to generate jobs for the area, for the loss of the economic engine that had been here at Monmouth County.
How much more work do you have to do? Will you need the rest of the time up till September 15th to get everything set, or are you moving along with your timeline pretty well?
Well, I will say that we're on schedule, but it is challenging for us to maintain the schedule. I'm confident that we will close on time. We'll meet all of the requirements that will meet the definition of closure. All of our activities will have relocated, and all of the missions that go on at Fort Monmouth will have ceased operating here. Upon closure, there will be still some operations that result from people remaining until very close to the 15 September closure date, which includes property disposition and turning in a property and redistribution of property and things of that nature. And there's a large process that we also are completing as buildings become vacant for mothballing them, is a term that we use, to preserve them as best as possible for a period where the buildings are going to be dormant. But while they are dormant, we don't want them to deteriorate as time goes on. So that's something that we need to do to prepare the buildings. We use the term mothballing so that they can rapidly be brought back to a usable condition.
What happens to you after this is all done?
Well, I myself am looking for further employment, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to relocate to my job will relocate to an adjacent base that I can commute to.